The American judicial system in the novel and movie To Kill a Mockingbird is an idealized place of right and wrong, a place where the power of one good man to stand up for the good of the people can still deliver the promise of justice against all odds.
The defendant is not guilty, but somebody in this courtroom is. Now, gentlemen, in this country, our courts are the great levelers. In our courts, all men are created equal.
That's Gregory Peck as Atticus Finch, the strong, noble, literary character who, as a lawyer, defends a black man wrongly accused of rape. But with the publication of Harper Lee's Go Set a Watchman last week, it tells the story of a more complicated Atticus Finch, an Atticus with racist impulses, a man who was of his times as well as a moral hero. Suddenly, it's Atticus Finch who is on trial among American readers. So we wanted to hear from someone who was a fan of Mockingbird and went on a journey last week reading Watchmen. We found Amy Sorrell, a high school English teacher in Antwerp, Ohio, who 20 years ago was such a fan of To Kill a Mockingbird that she even named her son Atticus.
To Kill a Mockingbird has been my favorite book since high school. When my son was born, we named him Atticus after Atticus Finch because he was always such just an honorable character. He did the right thing even when people thought that he wasn't doing the right thing. And he put his, you know, professional and personal life at risk to do that. And so I'd always admired him as a character.
So Harper Lee really stirs the pot with this new manuscript.
Well, when back in February, when we first heard it was coming out, I actually don't teach To Kill a Mockingbird at my school. My partner across the hall, he teaches it. And I approached him, and we were both really kind of leery about it. And we thought, gosh, how can you top To Kill a Mockingbird? You know, this is maybe a bad idea. And we were questioning, you know, there was a lot of mystery behind, did she really want to publish it? And so I was expecting to be disappointed. And then last week, when some of the reviews came out portraying Atticus as not such a good guy anymore, I was a little worried about it. You know, when you have this hero that you hold up to be this perfect person, you don't want that tarnished. And so Tuesday, I started the book, and I was a little worried about it. But Atticus has changed, but I was pleasantly surprised by the book.
All right. Before we talk about what the changes were and how you thought about them, did you clue your son in a little bit that the person he was named after might be in a bit of turmoil?
Yeah, I mentioned it. I asked him if he'd heard anything about it, and he's a very busy 20-year-old. He had not heard anything about it. So I kind of clued him in that there was some big changes, but maybe not as bad as what people were making it out to be.
Okay, so you read the book. What did you first encounter which felt to you like, oh, here are the changes? I sort of get this. How are you able to draw the line from this Atticus back to the Atticus that you knew from To Kill a Mockingbird?
Well, the first time you're faced with this oh no moment is his daughter Jean Louise Scout finds a racist pamphlet at the house. And she's at first like, you know, what the heck is this? And when she realizes it's him, she is shocked. As a reader, you're shocked, and you're trying to almost make excuses. Why would this be in his house and things like that? And it's interesting just because you're almost making the same excuses as a reader that Jean Louise is, because this character has been such a hero to readers as it was to Jean Louise. So that's when you first realize something's not right.
So there you are sitting with the book going, hey, wait a minute, Atticus, you know, I support Atticus, and you're cheering for Atticus to not be, a bad person here. How does Harper Lee resolve this or make this complexity work for you?
I think in this new book, the shift has gone from Atticus as the hero to Jean Louise as the hero. So even though you're faced with Atticus saying some not so nice things and doing some not so nice things, you're almost shifting your loyalty over to Scout and hoping that she's going to do the right thing, which she does. She confronts her dad and they kind of hash it out that way.
That's sort of a cool solution to the problem. I mean, the father passes the wisdom on to the daughter, and then the daughter teaches the father a thing or two.
Right. And it's interesting because she got that independence and that spunk from her dad. And she's, you know, a very well-loved character as well. As a child narrator in the first book, I mean, she was so spunky and always had these great little one-liners and said some of the things that the adults should have been saying. And she's this, what, six-year-old, I think, or so, when To Kill a Mockingbird starts out. So she brings that same spunkiness back to the next book. And so the fact that she's got to question her father and kind of put him on the spot and disagree with him and still stick to her guns, I think kind of makes her the new hero.
Now, I don't want to do your job for you, but it sounds like a daughter standing up to her dad is the perfect story for an English classroom.
Yeah, and I'm kind of been thinking about, what's this going to mean for teaching? Is this going to catch on in English classrooms like To Kill a Mockingbird did? To Kill a Mockingbird is a classic. It's been taught in classrooms a very long time. The more I've been thinking about it, the more maybe I'm the senior English teacher that maybe I take it on. But I think a lot of kids will go on and read it just because they want to. A lot of kids like To Kill a Mockingbird. And I know I've been getting a lot of feedback from students online saying, Mrs. Sarah, I'm going to read this summer and things like that. But I think even if we don't read it in the classroom, which I'm considering, it's this the same discussion, I think, is what's important in the classroom.
Well, you've certainly enticed me into, coming out there to Fort Wayne and sitting in the back of the class and hearing some of those discussions.
Well, you're welcome anytime. Give me a call.
Amy Sorrell, high school English teacher in Antwerp, Ohio. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
If you're reading Go Set a Watchman, we want to hear from you. It's kind of a book club invitation, inviting three readers to come on The Takeaway to discuss the book and give us their view of this Atticus Finch, a more complicated Atticus Finch. To nominate yourself to participate, visit our website at thetakeaway.org.